What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Mike in Chicago. We're talking about this town in Illinois, Harvey, which has a massive pension crisis. And because of the way Illinois state law is written, they're not allowed to declare bankruptcy. And they're not allowed to find their own way to manage their way out of the situation. And as a result, in order to keep the money going into the pension fund, they're having to cut services, including 40% of their firefighters. Obviously, losing almost half the town's firefighters means that you're going to be in a situation where homes are burned to the ground. This is an impossible situation, and I would not be at all surprised if people start leaving Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, are you there?
Yes.
You're on the air, Mike.
I was going to say 10%. I don't know if the article said, the one that you're referring to. I believe 10% of the population is already gone out of Harvey. I see a person every day that I work with. I think I'm going to be going to see him again now. And he lives in Harvey, and he sees it. I mean, he sees the services being cut. You know, houses are like you just said, abandoned. And, you know, just what you said, when you start to have abandoned houses, you know, people start burning them down and stuff like that. But Harvey could be the, you know, the domino that's going to fall. And it kind of reminds me of our dollar. Because the dollar buys so much less now than it
yes.
used to. You know, I mean, even in the 80s, I mean, you could get a whole basket of food. You know, now you could just get a few things in the basket for $20. You know what I mean? $20 is nothing
yes.
now, right? So I mean, we're going to be stuck with the problem. It's like Harvey. You know what I mean? There's no way out. They wrote the law to where, you know, there's no way to get out except to pull it in from other resources, you know. And who's gonna be to blame? The little guy, like you, like me. Well, of course, you know, we're always to blame, you know, whether it's a hoax like global warming, you know, or Harvey or the mess in 08 that we've never gotten out of. It's always going to be our fault, and nobody else goes to jail, right? You know, so
yeah.
It's really a shame. I just wish people would start to respond a little bit, you know, and I don't know what people are doing. I guess they're just, you know, listening to the circuses on CNN and Fox News and all that, you know, and, or maybe, you know what, people don't even have time for that because they have no time. They're working two jobs and they can't pay their bills, right?
Yes.
That's why people, you know, can't respond. So, but yeah, thanks for bringing that article up. Oh, and by the way, part of the reason, I'm going to talk to my buddy, like, today, and then I'm going to get back to you, because, you know, that's a real person who lives in Harvey, and is, you know, I don't live there, but I live in South Chicago, but not in that particular town, but, you know, I would rather talk to somebody who's actually living there, experiencing this, and getting some true feedback, but, yeah. We'll see how it goes. It's a terrible situation, man. And you know, hey, Mike, before I go, you remember that movie, Grapes of Wrath? Was that movie, Grapes of Wrath?
Yes.
It was about the depression. Yeah, about the depression. You notice how people had to leave their homes, like Harvey, and they had, you know, they had
yes.
to go move somewhere else. And yeah, but it was so bad then, you know, whereas they would move away. And there would still be no jobs, no more jobs. So that could be where we're headed. I mean, you know, they're not going to need people very much longer with robots and you know. Oh, by the way, was it Marshall Fields is closing now? Like, Toys R Us is closing. I think it's Marshall.
Yeah, no, we just lost ours.
Carson Perry Scott out of business. I just saw it. You know, going out of business, man. Toys R Us going out of business. You know, and you're gonna tell me the economy's doing good and Amazon is picking up the pieces for this? I don't think so. I don't buy it. and also we talked about yesterday, participation is going down. If you look at the chart, it's going down, 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 down. It's like 60% participation right now, right? And all the participation, you're participating in jobs that aren't paying the bills, right? These are low-wage service jobs. These aren't good manufacturing, programmer, computer programmer type, good-paying jobs. So anyway, brother, we could just go on all night here. But
that makes the situation worse because, if people are being forced to accept lower-paying jobs, they're also paying less taxes. And that is going to put even more stress on the city, state, local governments, who are simply running out of money. Trump's tax plan basically gave tax cuts to the ultra rich who really didn't need it. And that's just making the situation worse. So, we're on a path that is completely unsustainable. The train is about to run off the cliff and nobody's willing to stand up and say, maybe it's time to put the brakes on.
Right. Mike, with all these hundreds of trillions of dollars of IOUs that we're supposed to be servicing the debt on, even if the government went to a cashless society, you guys were talking about this yesterday, even if they got the drug dealers, they couldn't pay in cash no more, maybe Bitcoin, but that's another story. But even if they could just give everybody a card and tax everybody on everything and have your money and, lower interest rates to negative, all right, and all these games that they play on us, even if they did that, we're still doomed. I mean, I'd like to hear your opinion on that, but I believe we're indebted. We're so far in the hole right now. There's this, even if we went cashless and taxed everything, the air you breathe, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference at this point. Anyway.
No, it isn't. There's going to be some kind of a reset, either a complete collapse of the economy or we're going to lose the war, one of the two. This nation cannot continue on the path that it is on for much longer. In fact, I'm frankly amazed that we have not had a major event in either the economy or the government. But we're seeing the fractures form all over. The facade is starting to crack on all of this stuff. Absolutely. We've got some very irresponsible people in government. We've got some almost certifiably crazy people in government. And I'm wondering how many of these people are on prescription antidepressants because they muddle up your thinking. And that's not what we need in the halls of power.
Right. Amen to that. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who just rejoined our network. And we're going to switch over to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You're talking about that masculinity was a mental disorder. I'll tell you
yes.
Why they tell you this. They've done this before. Remember when they wanted men to get in tune to their feminine side? It's because men are truth and fact-based when they make a decision. Men don't rely on emotions. And I'll prove it to you. As soon as women got the vote, the suffrage, what was the first thing that came through? Prohibition. That was all emotional-based law. You see what I mean? And that's why I will never vote for a woman or a lawyer. If everybody would stick to that rule, we'd be a lot better off. Because the women are not good in legislative positions. They're not going by truth and facts.
I think some are. You need to remember that at the time of suffrage, when the women's movement was first coming into its own, these were women who'd been raised in a culture that encouraged emotionality in women and the absence of same in men. And so, yes, they did act emotionally, and yes, women tend to be more emotional today. But there are women who are very rational. My wife is one. Tulsi Gabbard is one. I'm going to look at the candidates and see, who's running and judge them on their merits.
But now I hear that she's for gun control. So I'm thinking
that's a disappointment, but then that's a Democratic thing.
So is that emotion or is that fact-based? You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
If your founding fathers wanted us, the voters, to be head of household landowners.
Yeah, originally,
there are a lot of people voting who don't own, they don't have any skin in the game. You know, they're living off the country, living off the government welfare, whatever, and they can, they have the same vote as I do, paying taxes my whole life.
Well, we certainly saw in 2016 that most of the campaigns were based on emotion, including that of Donald Trump. And voters are easier to sway with an emotional appeal. And that unfortunately is part of what's wrong with our electoral system.
That's also why when you go to a meeting, they only give you 2 minutes to talk. Because what it is your truth and fact-based, and you want to lay out a reason for what you want at a township meeting or whatever. But emotional talks, you just need it. You're like, oh, kill kittens and puppies. And the emotional talk only needs a minute. And they cut us off, and we can't lay out, like Robert's Rules of Order used to be, lay out our plan and whatever, and why we're asking for something.
I hadn't even thought about that before.
Yeah, that's why we're down to 2 minutes. At any, you go to any meeting, county meeting, township, it's all 2 minutes. It's very hard in 2 minutes to lay out your facts and your data. But the emotional person can just, you know, rattle off something, and that's it. So think about that.
I will. I will think about that quite a bit here. Anything else, Laura?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Just a quick thought. You go to a meeting such as that, whether it's city or county or whatever the case is, and you're getting ready to talk, make sure you have a timer set so that way when you get up there to actually start talking, they cannot cut across you as far as timing goes. And if they do, they are a default of cutting your time short. So guess what? They screwed up. As for another point regarding masculinity being attacked and so forth, I just had a very bad thought when you mentioned about that subject matter. I guess that means that the village people can no longer sing, I want to be a macho man.
You're probably right. That's now on the corporate media ban list.
And don't even ask me when that song was done, because I was surprised I even remembered it when you mentioned that issue. I thought, oh, my gosh. So anyway, have fun. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. And getting on back to the news, we're talking about education. And the numbers are not good. 65% of the eighth graders in American public schools in 2017 are not proficient in reading. 67% were not proficient in mathematics. This is according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress test results released by the U.S. Department of Education. And the results are actually a lot worse for students enrolled in some urban districts. And apparently the Detroit public schools had the lowest percentage of students who scored proficient or better in math and the lowest percentage who scored proficient or better in reading. Now, people call it the dumbing down of America, and it certainly does seem to be happening. These are students who are not being prepared to enter the job market. And part of the problem is that schools are no longer about education. They're about indoctrination. And we saw that yesterday where Steven Spielberg was out there saying that Holocaust education ought to be a mandatory part of public education in the United States. And now over in Illinois, the Illinois Senate has just approved a bill requiring public schools to teach LGBT history. Now, I'm kind of old-fashioned about education. It should be about building social skills. It should be about learning real-world skills that lead to higher education or employment or both. The reason these kids aren't able to read and write is because so much time is being taken up with these other indoctrination issues. like human-caused global warming. And I got a chance to look at some of the Common Core materials. We used to have a neighbor who was involved with implementing Common Core here in Hawaii, and she let me take a peek. And there was just a lot of junk in there. Our public schools are not really preparing our kids to go on out and find jobs or to ascend to higher education. If you can't read and you can't write, you're not going to find a job. That is just the reality here. Another problem that we're seeing in the schools is they've moved away from fire drills, which we all remember. We never took them seriously, but hey, it was a chance to get out of the classroom and outdoors for a little while. But apparently now the schools are doing regular lockdown drills. And apparently these are a lot more noisy and dramatic than the fire drills. Now, over in California, we were talking about a bill that was under consideration that would require homeschoolers to pass the same checking process, if you will, certification process, as a regular teacher at a regular school. And this triggered a response among homeschoolers who basically came on out and said, no, this is not a good idea. The reason we're homeschooling is that we don't want our kids taught the approved curriculum in the public school. And so the message is, don't mess with the homeschoolers. We had the same thing happen here in Hawaii. And so they showed up in Sacramento, and apparently they have succeeded in getting this bill shut down. So good for them. Now, down in Florida, there's been an interesting development regarding that school shooting. We all know about the officer, the deputy, who stood outside while the shooting was taking place. And he came up with this lame excuse saying that he thought the shots were outside, and he was looking around for where things were going on. And, of course, people are laughing at that. It's ridiculous for gunshots on the inside of a building to sound like they're on the outside of the building. But apparently the father of one of the victims is now filing a lawsuit against the deputy. Now, I don't know if he's going to win, because the reality is that the courts have consistently ruled that law enforcement personnel are not under an obligation to save the citizenry from violent crime. That's unfortunately come down several times in recent history, which begs the question, what are they good for then? Just handing out traffic tickets? So I hope he wins his lawsuit. I don't think he will because of the legal precedents, but I think he will. I mentioned this story before in the show here, and apparently there was a student, Keziah Daum, and she posted a Twitter photo of herself wearing the traditional gipao, and she was immediately accused of cultural appropriation. Oh, my goodness, how could she do this? It's terrible. You're not allowed to appropriate other people's cultures. Chinese commentators are saying it's more a case of culture appreciation because the dress symbolizes a silent protest to promote gender equality after the fall of the dynasties and the beginning of the Republican period in the early 1900s. And it was worn during the 1919 reformist May 4th movement. Now, the student, Keziah Daum, has responded saying that, yeah, she's going to wear this dress again. She's not going to back down. And if you really think about it, almost everything you're wearing was appropriated from some other culture at some point in history. So it's another case of liberalism run amok. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on to some of the health and science news here. Apparently over at Britain's National Health Service, they've had a major mess up and with their computer system. And some 450,000 women did not get their final screenings for breast cancer. And because of that, it was allowed to come back. And they're saying that some 270 women basically died. So that is a serious, serious failure. And again, we have to be better at making these computers and their software work, especially when lives depend on it. So apparently surviving women who are going to be offered catch-up screenings, and a helpline has been set up, but it's a major mistake. You know, whoops, computer glitch, 270 people died. And there may be more of those 450,000 women where the cancer has come back, and they just don't know it yet. Okay, now over in the state of Arkansas, An Arkansas judge has blocked medical marijuana dispensaries. And the reason given was the plant just grows naturally in the ground anyway. And so, you know, why privatize it? And I think that's a correct decision. But again, it's a complicated issue here. Now, this is an interesting story. This came out of Blacklisted News. Over in Stamford, Connecticut, there was this free speech and liberty activist, Michael Picard, and he'd harmed nobody, had not committed a crime. He was merely expressing his right to free speech by claiming the Stamford Police Department dislikes free speech. And within just a few minutes, the chief of police himself came out to prove Picard right, and he was immediately arrested. And last Thursday, Picard held up a sign that said, "Blank free speech, Stamford PD," attempting to point out the gross violations of the First Amendment committed by the department after they arrested another activist, Michael Friend, for holding up a different sign warning drivers of a distracted driving checkpoint ahead. And that's an area of conflict the police seem to be getting into. As you know, that there are all kinds of websites and services that will allow you to file reports of where the speed cameras are, the speed traps are, and people who tend to speed will then look at that information. And the cops are trying to get that shut down, all in the name of increased citation revenues, of course. And interestingly enough, a lot of states are now starting to look at legislation to ban the use of radar laser detectors in cars for exactly the same reason. And because the price of a traffic ticket has gone up so high, drivers are driving more carefully and they're sticking to the speed limit. I mean, here in Hawaii with our overcrowded roads, it's very hard to speed, but every once in a while I'll see somebody do it. But for the most part, everybody follows this posted speed limit. And we're starting to see police complain that everybody's driving too good and they can't justify writing tickets. It's getting silly here. Okay, Amazon is ordering Signal to stop using AWS, Amazon I don't know what the W stands for. It's one of their servers, to defeat censorship because repressive autocracies like Egypt, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates ban Signal and other encrypted messaging apps using national firewalls to try and block their traffic. Signal evades these blocks by using domain fronting, in which the service's cloud provider shows up as the origin of its traffic, forcing countries to block Google or Amazon to get at a single service hiding behind them. Now, the cloud companies obviously don't like this. Google has terminated its domain fronting service, which has prompted Signal to move to Amazon. And now Amazon is saying you can't do that. Now, there are legitimate reasons not to like domain fronting. It both allows good actors and bad actors, especially, to disguise the origin of their traffic. It's like people who make abusive phone calls while spoofing the caller ID. And it almost seems sometimes like every time there's a new development to make life better, it's immediately crippled, like caller ID, and it's misused. We have a mass marketing campaign going on here in Hawaii where the caller ID shows a number very close to where you live, to make you think it's a friend, to make you pick up the phone. We're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about computers, social media, and so forth. And by now you've probably heard Facebook, which is still struggling with its data exposure to Cambridge Analytica, is still moving ahead, turning itself into a gatekeeper platform. And Mark Zuckerberg is out there saying that Facebook is now ranking news organizations based on trustworthiness, meaning the news organizations Mark Zuckerberg himself thinks are trustworthy. And using that system, it's going to either boost or suppress individual posts. And he's already saying they're going to dial up the intensity of that. Now, according to BuzzFeed, Zuckerberg's meeting to launch this whole thing included representatives from BuzzFeed, The Information, Quartz, The New York Times, CNN, The Wall Street Journal, NBC, Recode, Univision, Barron's, The Daily Beast, The Economist, Huffington Post, Insider, The Atlantic, The New York Post, and others. So basically what it is, Facebook is now going to become a content delivery platform for the corporate media, and they're going to be shutting out the independent media. And that's why it's time to leave Facebook and find another social media platform that has a little more respect for the First Amendment. Because if the corporate media has their way, we're going to be in a world where we're already in a world war. We're going to be in a worse world war. And the fact that Zuckerberg is already saying they're going to dial this up is a warning sign. Now, Cambridge Analytica has decided to shut down because of the Facebook data scandal. And they haven't really gone away. The owners of Cambridge Analytica have already started a new company doing exactly the same thing called Emmer Data. So nothing really has changed there either. Now, here is a very good question. This is coming out of Zero Hedge. What's behind today's cybercrime explosion? And we all know it's out there. It's like open season on the American people, and it's been complicated by all these backdoors put into our systems by the NSA and the CIA and the chip makers, and apparently Israel did the same thing with the Intel chips that they manufacture. And they've bored holes through all of our security, and they've made these holes impossible for us to plug so that they can spy on us, because they're really a bunch of total paranoids who think the entire country wants to stand up and tie them to a tree or something. But it's made us vulnerable. And it really is out of control. There's mass emailing, spam emailing, there are worms, ransomware, Trojans. It's really out of control, and it's forcing a lot of people to spend a lot more money on their computers trying to keep them secure. And more we're finding out that the security companies, at least within the United States, leave openings there for the intelligence agencies to peek through. And sooner or later, the cyber criminals will find those. We've left the age of some dorky little kid with a script generator in his parents' basement, just going on out and messing around with people just for the fun of it. These are sophisticated operations. This is organized crime. And it's costing the American people billions of dollars every year that we cannot afford. And nobody seems to want to do anything about it. Maybe our politicians own stock in the computer security companies. And the more we are victimized by cybercrime, the more money they make. Maybe that's what's going on. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, my mother just called me. She loves your show, but she's taking a break. She's so angry at what's going on here with all these investigations, this Russian collusion and Mueller and all that stuff. But she asked me a question. I said, well, I'll just throw it by Mike. But the question is, if they gained those warrants, those search warrants and wiretapping and all these other things illegally, they got the permission, the rubber stamp from the FISA courts, and we now know that the evidence they showed the FISA court was not legit. So how come everything after that is still standing? Why is the investigation still going? Why wouldn't a judge just say, you know, you gained these warrants illegally, you had no reason to, therefore everything after the fact is over, this investigation is shut down. And I just don't, you know, in a court of law, that's usually how it works. But this appears to be done different.
Well, basically what's going on, you're absolutely correct. If the warrant was acquired through fraud, then all the evidence obtained under that warrant becomes inadmissible in a court of law. Right. But what Mueller is trying to build is not a lawsuit or a civil case. He's trying to build a case for impeachment. Of course, all this material that was gained with this bogus warrant is being used by the corporate media to try and attack Donald Trump. And so it's all basically ammunition. It's a very crooked process. Now, whether this evidence would be considered admissible at an impeachment trial or not, I have to say I don't know, because an impeachment trial in the House of Representatives is not technically a court of law.
Now, if you were Donald Trump, would you continue playing this cat and mouse game, or would you just say, I'm not going to, I mean, you can subpoena me. I am not going to be there to question. Would you just finally put your foot down and say, enough of this nonsense? Show your cards. You haven't showed your cards. I'm not going to do this any longer. I'm done. I mean, could you do that or not?
I think he could invoke executive privilege. A lot of other presidents have done that as well. I hope, the reason Trump has been soft-pedaling it is because all of this is turning off the American voters. And it's one of the reasons why the Democratic poll numbers are in decline. This thing is a joke. The longer Mueller sits there and thrashes around with porn stars, the more ridiculous this whole situation looks. But I would expect there may be something dramatic as we draw closer to the November elections.
Okay, that's it. Well, let's hope my mom gets it out of her system because she's pretty ticked right now. She says, I love Mike's show, but I got to take a breather because I'm so angry. Her blood pressure's up.
Sorry about that, Mom.
My blood pressure's up on this.
You should see what my blood pressure is right now.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Yeah, it is. It's a very corrupt process, and I do think Trump should have put on those presidential brass knuckles and just say, "Yeah." First of all, based on the fact that Robert Mueller's investigation did not comply with the special counsel statute, and especially that it's gone so far off its original mandate, I think Trump would be well advised to just go ahead and fire him. And of course, the Democrats will scream, oh, cover up, obstruction of justice. But there's no obstruction of justice if Mueller hasn't found anything, and he hasn't found anything. That's why he's down there trying to create a scandal with that porn star. That's all they've got left. That's all they've found. And again, if you want to talk about collusion with Russia, why are we not seeing anything move on the Uranium One deal? Basically, we're seeing the Washington, D.C. bureaucracy just continue to go its own way. They clearly have no respect for the office of the presidency. They think they should be running the country. And there's nothing new with that. A lot of egos in Washington, D.C. When J. Edgar Hoover was head of the FBI, he referred to his office as the seat of the government, mostly because he had blackmail information on all the major politicians. Getting on back to computers, there is a new cryptocurrency mining virus. It is spreading through Facebook, another reason to not use Facebook, and it's disguised as a link for a video. And it may even appear to have been sent to you by somebody who's a Facebook friend. And cybersecurity researchers from Trend Micro are saying this is a malicious Chrome extension, and it's spreading through Facebook Messenger and targeting users of cryptocurrency trading platforms to steal their account credentials so their wallets can be emptied. We're living in a criminal society. We have a criminal government to go along with it here. Now, over at the Central Intelligence Agency, they're talking about a plan to replace human spies with artificial intelligence. And I assume that means more like the analysts rather than the spies who actually go into other countries, because AI is not that small yet. But they're looking at this AI system that will carry out intelligence operations, mostly by data mining all over the world. And they're basically saying foreign spies don't need to bother anymore. The technology is going to take it over from them. I really see limits to that. Because for AI to be an effective spy, the target has to be connected to the internet. And sometimes some of the more clandestine parts of a foreign government are air-gapped. They're kept away from the net. Critical infrastructure like nuclear reactors, dams, factories, their computer control systems are not connected to the global internet for the obvious security reason. So this AI wouldn't be able to get in there. Maybe it's just another excuse to grab more money. All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming. It has been a rough winter, and we're seeing that the upper Midwest and Great Lakes states just endured a historically cold April. And it's another reminder that this whole global warming thing is a lot of nonsense. We're going to take another call from Chuck in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm glad I can get in it quick behind Steve. Look, folks, I really want you to take a look at something. This whole thing about all the Trump collusion and all that, it's all kabuki dance. There's nothing there, no crime, nothing. But they, you know, sit in the back thinking, we're going to charge you with this, and we're going to make all this noise about it, and you'll get support from people that will never go anywhere. Don't worry about it. The guy's a billionaire. He can come up with an easy defense to blow this thing out of the water. Okay, we all know it's wrong. It's all illegal now, and he's not doing it. Why? Because they just need the distraction while Trump continues to march down the same scenario they always do. Republicans
yes.
and the Democrats work together. There is no real conspiracy to get rid of Trump. He's their guy. But they want us to see him under attack, so oh, we must support him because the left is after him, blah, blah, blah. That's all it is. You and I, if we were president, could put an end to it in a flash. And this genius billionaire can't? Really? Come on. They have Israel's president. This is what they wanted. That's the bottom line, in my opinion. Okay,
you may have a valid point.
Yeah. I asked your board op to keep me online with him to ship me to whoever's collecting money. I hope he could caught that. Mike, great show as always. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Got a little bit of gun control on my mind. I was wondering, after all that's been said and done and everything that's happened after Parkland, do you feel anybody was really killed at that school?
It's hard to say. I know that a lot of people doubt that anybody was really killed at Sandy Hook. But they may have said, yeah, we need some actual real dead bodies here. And what we do know, because we had Wolfgang Halbig on the show, who designed their security system, is the official story is got more holes than a block of Wisconsin Swiss cheese. And again, we're lied to. And the fine details don't really matter. We just have to stand up and agree on what we agree on. We're being lied to constantly by this government, by the corporate media. We're being tricked and defrauded and hoaxed into supporting agendas that are not in our own best interest.
Okay, got one more question, Mike.
Sure.
Do you think, what is a more efficient killing machine? An AR-15, which is basically a 22 with a bigger shell behind it, or a 45 automatic with a couple of clips?
If you're a good shot, either one will work. But obviously, if you're not a good shot and you're within range, the 45 auto definitely carries more energy to the target.
Absolutely. You know, what we have here with this AR-15, it's in every shooting, it's optics. It's a scary-looking gun. But the
yes.
45 can look like any handgun. Now, at 20 feet, a 45, you shoot a girl in the shoulder, you're going to blow her arm off. Okay,
yep.
That gun can be smuggled underneath a jacket, even in the fall, in your pants. But the AR-15, you could just easily grab that barrel. I mean, there's so much to grab from that. What we have here, I think, Mike, is optics. It's propaganda. It's always the AR-15. If they want to get any of the guns, they want that AK-47. But in reality, 45 automatic, especially in a school where it's a close proximity with all these people, it wouldn't even take you don't even need to be trained how to use it because you're that close to people. So none of this ever makes any sense. All the way back to the Batman shooting, it's always this AR-15, this evil-looking gun, and it's a propaganda campaign to get the high-capacity magazines out of the hands of people. But I mean, look at a 45, man. I'll take my chances with the AR-15 any day, because unless you hit a vital organ, you're not going to die. 45 is going to cut a hole into your belly like you know, spill your blood out within a minute.
Well, you do know that one of the reasons the AR-15 sporting rifle is so popular is that with just a few tools, you can change the caliber of ammunition it uses. All you have to do is change the barrel, the bolt, and the magazines. And you can fire anything up to a 45 with it. Most people prefer to stay with the 223 because they don't really need more power than that. Most people with a sporting rifle, they're either target shooting or varminting with it. Anyway, listen, Charlie, stay on the line. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Charlie in Los Angeles. We're talking about gun control. And the reason the gun grabbers are focused on the AR-15 is it is a weapon that gives the American people some parity with the U.S. military. And that's really what it's all about. They're not interested in reducing crime. In fact, every time there's another gun ban, crime actually goes up. What they're interested in is taking away from us our Second Amendment right. And that Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's not about target shooting. It is about giving the government a good reason to mind its own business. And that's why there are all of these false flag attacks are always done with AR-15s or AK-47s that are quasi-military weapons. Because in the event of a social crisis, they can be converted to full auto if you feel like wasting that much ammunition.
Yeah, they always talk about the AR, but I think in the back room they want that AK because that's a dependable weapon, and that
yes,
round is worldwide. You know, even like a hunting rifle, a 30-06 will kill a 300-pound animal 250 yards away, dependably. You know, you only need one shot. I mean, that gun, a 30-06 is, you know, an AR-15 is nothing compared to a 30-06.
And so, well, military weapons
AR
are not.
It's a selling program.
The military-style weapons are designed to wound rather than kill. They can kill, but that's the intention of the small caliber, is to wound the enemy soldier so it takes two other soldiers to take care of him. All battles ultimately are a numbers game, and you're absolutely right. Hunting weapons are definitely far more lethal, but again, they want the weapons that would be used by the American people to basically throw off tyranny.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and the phone lines are now open. If you hadn't realized it by now, I am definitely pro-Second Amendment, and I don't own an AR-15. somebody sent me the parts for one once, and I decided to try and put it together because I used to build, when I was a kid, black powder guns. And I got about halfway into this thing and realized I was way over my head. And so I gave the parts to a neighbor who is a big fan of the ARs, and he completed the weapon. And one of these days, we're going to go to the gun range and he's going to let me shoot it. But I believe everybody has a right to self-defense. And when you look at how much crime is taking place right now, like that story of the guy who wanted to buy the iPhone, and he saved himself and his family by having a firearm with which to defend himself. That's just common sense. And the gun grabbers, they're not concerned with your safety. They're not concerned with the fact that crime goes up everywhere that law-abiding citizens are deprived of their weapons. They just have this idea. They want to hang on to power, and they see you as a threat. That's the real danger right now. The government sees you, the American people, as a threat and an enemy. And they're certainly treating you like it between the erosion of the Bill of Rights and the constant spying into our electronic devices. They're afraid of you is what it really comes down to. We're going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.